Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
But now I notice that our friend Rick Bigelow's on the blower. And we've got some things to talk about instead of nonsense, okay? Well, in World War II, the Italian campaign, it was a big deal as we went up the boot, and Rick Bigelow is with us to discuss it. Rick, how are you?
Doing great, Bob. Glad to be with you.
We have the map of, if people are watching the program on the live stream, we have the map of Italy on there, split screen with me. Talk to me. Tell me about it.
Well, some background, you know, this was the longest campaign in the European theater that the Americans took part in World War II. From the time we landed in Sicily until the Germans surrendered in May of 1945, it was almost 22 months. Other campaigns in the Pacific were longer. The German-Soviet conflict was almost 4 years, but it only took 11 months after D-Day for the Allies to capture Berlin. So this was a long, tough slog in the Italian campaign in World War II. The human toll was staggering. Over 300,000 U.S. and British casualties, about 80,000 killed in action, for what in hindsight were only minimal gains. And the really bad thing is 150,000 Italian civilians died following the Allied invasion. So this was a monumental campaign, and the results were staggering. So in 1943 in August, when the battle for Sicily was still raging, Allied planners were working on the next step. It seemed obvious that the next step should be the invasion of Italy, because it was only a few miles across the Straits of Messina to the Italian mainland. But the Allies gave serious consideration to Sardinia, Corsica, Greece, and the southern coast of France. Now that the German Navy was out of the Mediterranean and their air fleet had been seriously decimated, we could go just about anywhere we wanted to in the Mediterranean. We could bypass Italy and invade Sardinia, Corsica, and southern France, all of which would leave us closer to our ultimate goal, which was Berlin. finally, the Allies decided that the opportunity to get Italy out of the war and shorten the distance to the oil fields in Romania caused Allied leaders to opt for the invasion of Italy.
In retrospect, was it the good? Was it the right decision?
You know, it's hard for me to say. I think a lot of people thought we probably should have done something different. And I think the main reason for that is that in Sicily, there were only one or two German divisions. In Italy, there were something like 16 German divisions that we were going to go up against. So it was going to be tougher. I don't know that we knew exactly how many German divisions were there. And actually, part of it is that on the 3rd of September, which was just a few days before the invasion at Salerno, the Italian government and the Americans and British agreed to an armistice.
Yeah.
And we thought what was going to happen was the Germans would pull back north of Rome and we would have an easy time at Salerno and just move up towards Rome with virtually no opposition. Well, that didn't happen.
Why do you think they didn't, by the way? You would think they would say, okay, we're in a hostile country, and it isn't ours to defend. What are we doing here? And withdraw to defend the homeland.
Yeah, I think they were interested in keeping the Allies off the Italian mainland.
Yeah.
And I think they by their nature, they're aggressive. And so it's not in their nature to withdraw unless they're withdrawing to a more formidable defensive area. So I think at this point in time, they figured they could still keep the Allies off the Italian mainland. So, you know, in background, Italy's been populated by humans for thousands of years, and of course, Roman Empire dominated the world for centuries. Following the collapse of the Roman Empire, the city-states like Venice and Genoa, Rome and Milan dominated. The Renaissance began in Italy and spread through Europe. In 1861, Italy was united by Garibaldi. And interestingly enough, this was about the same time that the various German states were united by Bismarck. So about the same time, Italy became a much larger nation, same time that Germany did. Northern part of Italy was industrialized, while the south remained fairly agrarian. Italy was part of World War I, and 500,000 Italian soldiers died in World War I. Most of the battles were in the mountainous regions along the Austrian border. To put this in perspective, only 116,000 U.S. soldiers died in World War I. So they had a tough time coming out of World War I. And in much of Europe, there was a battle between communists and royalists who favored the monarchy. And at this point in time, Benito Mussolini and his fascists took control of the government and ruled it for the next 20 years. If you look at getting back to your question, Bob, is was this the right choice or not? If you look at the topographical map of Italy, it's very mountainous, except for the coastal regions and the region up north in the Po Valley. It's very mountainous, which is great defensive country and awful country if you're going to be on the offensive.
Yeah.
And then once you get all the way up through Italy, you've got the Alps. So the idea that we could ever enter Germany through the Alps was, to me, it's just a non-starter. But, you know, they had other reasons for going into Italy.
Now, with all his faults, I'll tell you one thing MacArthur probably would not have done. He probably would have gone around those German divisions in Italy.
That's exactly right. And, yeah. And that's what they ultimately did once they landed at Salerno and got a foothold. Then they kind of did an island hop, much like MacArthur did in New Guinea, and they went to Anzio next. And then they had plans to go further up the Italian peninsula with landings. Of course, one of the things that happened at this point in time was more and more equipment, material, troops, and so on and so forth were going to England to prepare for Overlord, the D-Day invasion. And so when we landed at Salerno, we were under strength. There's no doubt about it. We had 90,000 troops that were under Patton that attacked the southern coast of Sicily. By the time we went into Salerno, we only had 70,000 troops. We were facing one German division in Sicily. We were facing up to three in the Salerno area, plus there were another 10 or so divisions that could be moved quickly down into southern Italy to oppose the landing. So General Clark, Mark Clark, gets a lot of criticism for his actions at Salerno, but I think in reality he was going in and he didn't have a full magazine to go after the Germans. The other thing that happened is after the armistice was announced on September 8th of 1943, the Germans went and took over all the coastal defensive batteries from the Italian army, and they basically disarmed the Italian army. So whereas in Sicily we were going up against Italian coastal batteries manned by the Italians, who by that point in time had pretty much checked out of the war, we were going up against coastal batteries armed by the Germans when we went into Salerno. So, I mean, like I said before, Italy is very mountainous except for a couple regions. Everything is fighting in the mountains. And there are numerous rivers flowing from the mountains to the oceans. And each river presents an excellent defensive position for the Germans and a difficult attack positions for the Allies. The climate in Italy is hot and dry in the summer, so a lot of those rivers are pretty dry and they're just little streams. But the other 8 or 9 months out of the year, it's rainy and cold, and up in the mountains, it's snowing during many of the months of the winter. There were 26 divisions, German divisions, in Italy in 1943. So the campaign in Italy would not be quick, and it would not be easy. And like I said before, this was counter to our expectations when we went into Italy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Can I talk about Mussolini for a little bit?
Yes, let's finish with him, because this subject deserves another day. It really does.
Okay. Mussolini was born in a little town of Prodapio, Italy, about 150 miles north of Rome, to a socialist family. In 1902, he emigrated to Switzerland to escape the military draft, became involved with the Italian socialist movement in Switzerland, and became a journalist. By 1912, he was one of Italy's leading socialists. World War I caused a rift in the Socialist Party. Mussolini was expelled because he opposed the war. He then became a proponent of revolutionary nationalism and founded the Fascist Party. He fought with the Italian army with distinction in World War I. By 1920, he published his doctrine, which included a term called Spazio Vitale, which translates in German to Lebensraum and translates in English to living space, which was very similar to what Hitler published a couple years later. He claimed that most of the Mediterranean was in Italy's sphere of influence, and basically this was the start of his intent to reestablish the Roman Empire in the 1900s. And many of his social positions align closely with Hitler's.
And Rick Bigelow, so, a lot of people don't realize or have never been told, Hitler derived a lot of inspiration from the organization and the fascism that Mussolini had imposed on Italy.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, in the early 1930s, Mussolini's fascists were a much more powerful force than Hitler's Nazis in Germany. So, yeah, you're right. He took a lot of the inspiration from Mussolini. So in March of 1922, the fascists marched on Rome, demanding the resignation of the prime minister. The prime minister resigned. King Victor Emmanuel handed over power to Mussolini, who then became prime minister. There was kind of a deal with Mussolini and Emmanuel. Mussolini said, well, you can keep your throne. You know, you just give me all the power. So Victor Emmanuel said, yep, okay, you're in charge. But by 1943, much of Italy had soured on Mussolini due to military disasters in Ethiopia, where, incidentally, he had authorized use of chemical weapons, and they were used against the Ethiopians. Disasters in Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, and Sicily in order to poor economic conditions. As we talked about before, during the Sicilian campaign, Mussolini was arrested and removed from power by the king. He was imprisoned in Campo Imperatore, mountain resort in Abruzzo, about 60 miles northeast of Rome. His successor, Marshal Pietro Badoglio, signed an armistice with the Allies in September of 1943. It was announced 5 days later and threw all of Italy into chaos. Hitler sent more troops into Italy and effectively took control of the country. Badoglio and the king escaped to Malta and then back to the mainland of Italy, where they formed a government. On September 12, 1943, German special forces rescued Mussolini from his Campo Imperatore and installed him as a puppet leader of the Italian Social Republic in northern Italy. But the Nazis were the real power. As the Allies moved up into northern Italy in 1945, Mussolini and his mistress tried to escape to Spain. They were stopped and arrested by communists. They were shot, and their bodies hung upside down in Milan. So that's how Mussolini got the Italians into World War II on the side of the Axis. Do we have time to talk about Churchill a little bit and his obsession with the soft underbelly?
A little bit more than a minute, my friend. Fire away.
Okay. So Churchill was born into an august family in Britain, and his mother was an American. He saw action in India, Sudan, became a conservative member of Parliament in 1900, switched to the Liberal Party in 1904. He was the first Sea Lord in 1914, which is like Secretary of the Navy. He oversaw the disastrous Dardanelles and Gallipoli campaigns.
By the way, did they invent the word cantankerous for Churchill? He crossed people that are familiar with Parliament. one side is the left, one side is the right, so to speak. And he crossed over that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, beyond symbolic.
And then 20 years later, he crossed back.
Yeah.
So he was an opportunist. He knew the Liberal Party was going to take power, and he wanted to be part of the power structure.
Yeah.
So he always liked this concept of going at the Axis, or what in World War I was called the Central Powers, through what he called the soft underbelly of the Axis, or the Central Powers, up through the Balkans, or up through Italy or something like that. He always thought that was the way to do it. And that colored his concepts of World War II. And he wanted to show that he was always right about the going up through the soft underbelly. And when the Americans and the Brits met at Casablanca, he lobbied hard for going after the North African campaign, going up through Italy or going up through the Balkans. So that's how his whole staff came in so well prepared for the discussions at Casablanca that the Americans kind of thought, well, I guess we kind of have to do that. He's got a point. So that's why we went into Italy, among other reasons.
Yeah, amazing.
So German forces in Italy. Germans had 16 and up to 26 divisions in Italy in 1943, about 350,000 troops. The Luftwaffe had been significantly weakened, but they were still formidable. Like I said, the German Navy was essentially non-existent. Field Marshal Albert Kesselring thought that Salerno was the most probable place for the Allies to land and build up forces in the mountains surrounding the likely landing beaches. It's entirely possible, in fact, it's almost axiomatic right now, that German spies in North Africa told Kesselring when and where the invasion of Italy would happen.
Yeah.
All the planning for Sicily and Italy happened in Algiers and other areas in North Africa, and we know there were plenty of German spies around there.
Well, Rick, that we've got to leave it there, but we've got to get to the invasion. You pick a date, we'll do it. You think of I think of the foot soldiers, and it's just what they were facing and what they dealt with. It's remarkable. So many from our area. So many from our area, too, you know?
Right.
Well, thank you. Always a great pleasure. We're set up to talk about the Italian campaign of the Allies, World War II, at a date to be determined. Rick Bigelow,
right.
Thank you as always, my friend. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bob.
Yep. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.